Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Closing up and hunkering down.
Bringing American life to a standstill.
No work, no money.
We are starting to worry about where we're going to get our next meal.
Virus concern rocks stocks.
The U.S. economy has slammed on the brakes.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Day by day in this country, the shutdown of services we've all come to rely on widens and deepens. The number of known coronavirus cases in the U.S. now tops 4,600 and at least 90 reported deaths. Hospitals and doctors are facing new and dangerous challenges. The economy is under siege. There are new crowd size recommendations. Our coverage begins with CBS's Mola Lenghi.
The streets of New Orleans eerily quiet on the eve of St. Patrick's Day. The crowds were kept home after Louisiana forced all bars to close over coronavirus fears. From San Francisco to New York City, businesses were shuttered Monday night and streets deserted under similar orders. In the San Francisco Bay Area, officials called for several counties to shelter in place.
What we are asking for everyone to do is to remain at home for all but the most essential outings for your safety and the safety of those around you.
The mass shutdown is being felt by businesses big and small. Chef Eric Repair of New York's Le Bernardin restaurant says he is not able to pay his staff, but is committed to covering their health insurance through April.
I wish I could do better for our employees. I just can't.
While grocery stores have been inundated, some shops have set aside special time just for seniors, a group that's especially vulnerable to the virus.
We've been standing in line for other markets, but by the time we get in, there's a lot of it gone.
I'm Jennifer Brown. With life on hold, hourly wage workers are already suffering. In Illinois, Michelle Clark is a single mom who works as a waitress at two restaurants.
I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent.
In Los Angeles, actor Ethan Niven is no longer performing with his theater company. The show Must Go On no longer applies.
Don't want to say like we're starting to panic, but we are starting to worry of where we're going to get our next meal and where we're going to get our next job.
Economists warn more than half the jobs in America are at risk of layoffs, pay cuts, or fewer hours.
Well, the losses were historic yesterday on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost just under 3,000 points, the biggest single-day point drop ever. Futures markets point to a bit of a bounce back today. Our business analyst, Jill Schlesinger.
We have never seen an economy just go full stop, slam on the brakes, and now here we are. We just don't know where we're going next. And I think that's what really contributes to the uncertainty in the markets and is also really confounding to economists. We don't have data yet that confirm how bad this is going to be.
New federal guidelines are designed to limit crowds of people even further. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The CDC urges Americans to spend the next 15 days avoiding being in groups of more than 10 people, taking discretionary trips, and going to bars, restaurants, and food courts. White House point person Dr. Deborah Birx says millennials are key to slowing the spread of the virus.
Because they're the ones that are out and about.
And Birx says younger people are more likely to carry the virus without showing symptoms. President Trump says he's spoken about it with his teenage son.
He says, how bad is this? It's bad. It's bad. But we're going to be hopefully a best case, not a worst case. And that's what we're working for.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
Well, Congress is still working on a rescue package to limit the economic damage from this crisis. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
Senator Tom Cotton, who we know is a close ally of President Trump, as well as Senator Mitt Romney, have both proposed some version of this. Cotton wants to provide stipends to low and middle class families to buy food and pay bills. And Romney's proposal would send $1,000 to every American adult to help them meet short term obligations and help boost the economy. Something like this could have a huge price tag. But the fact that you have the moderate Romney, the more conservative Cotton, and several Democrats pushing this idea means it could get some serious consideration.
The Kentucky Derby, scheduled for May 2nd, has been postponed for the first time since World War II. The new date is September 5th. Overseas, France's government is pledging $50 billion in aid for small businesses hurt in that country by the virus shutdown. Italy is planning to nationalize the bankrupt Alitalia Airlines.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. European leaders are going ahead with plans to seal Europe's borders to the outside world and to each other for all but the most necessary travel. This pandemic is creating fortresses where once the free movement of people was the norm.
India plans to ban all travelers, even its own citizens, from entering on most flights from Europe. Russia will bar entry to non-citizens starting tomorrow. Actor Idris Elba says he tested positive for the coronavirus. He tweets he has no symptoms, but self-isolated when he found out he might have been exposed. In Australia, there's an update on Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson.
News of the Hollywood couple leaving hospital was made by their son, Chet, on social media.
They're out of the hospital. They're still self-quarantined, obviously, but they're feeling a lot better.
Chet also had this message for those panic buying.
I think if we all just be a little less selfish and more selfless, we're going to be completely fine.
The Hollywood couple now self-isolating in a private house on the Gold Coast. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Brisbane, Australia.
Ohio's governor has postponed today's planned presidential primary election after a judge refused to block it. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says despite coronavirus concerns, there will be voting in three other states today.
Illinois is moving ahead with voting because either the state legislature or a court order is the only way to move the date. In Arizona, the Secretary of State says their proceeding is scheduled in part because, quote, we have no guarantee that there will be a safer time to hold this election in the near future. In Maricopa County, they had to reduce the number of polling sites due to a shortage of cleaning supplies.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Florida is expected to be a slam dunk for Joe Biden. Bernie Sanders' recent comments praising Fidel Castro have hurt him here. He's not popular in Florida anyway. 4 years ago,
Bernie Sanders lost by about 2-1 to Hillary Clinton.
University of Central Florida politics professor Aubrey Jewett says Florida's older population gives Biden the edge.
A bit of humor today to underline a very serious point.
A comedic legend and his son are educating people about the importance of social distancing.
Hi, I'm Max Brooks. I'm 47 years old. This is my dad, Mel Brooks. Hi, Dad. He's 93.
Standing on either side of a closed glass door, they point out the age danger.
If I get the coronavirus, I'll probably be okay. But if I give it to him, he could give it to Carl Reiner, who could give it to Dick Van Dyke. And before I know it, I've wiped out a whole generation of comedic legends.
Max Brooks reminding to avoid crowds, wash your hands, stay 6 feet away from people, and stay home.
Do your part. Don't be a spreader.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Well, there's no live sports to watch on TV. Movie premieres have been delayed, but there was a show in the sky before dawn. Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn and a crescent moon were clustered together before daybreak in the southeastern sky. It comes amid the earliest March equinox in 124 years. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.